The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Ches, as a natural toitzo of what we discussed in the previous year, the ideas of Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur and how that expresses itself in the different dinim, I'd like to discuss an interesting kasha that Chassam Sofer points out. There's a din where a person brings a korban. Anybody who brings a korban that day for him is a personal yomtiv. If a korban was brought by a person, that day is also the malachi. So we're big the Shabbos, big the yomtiv. The same is true with Zmanazel. We don't have korbanos. The same is true on a certain level, when a person makes a brit that day, so he's being makriv, so to speak. The psukim say he's being makriv his child for a korban. He's being mekadesh him for a korban. The same way Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak for a korban. Yitzchak was the first Jewish child that was brought bevisa shel Avraham Avinu, so to speak, as a child. It was his father's korban. Yitzchak was the first actual korban oilon klai Yisrael, the prototype for all milah and for all korbanos. And for all Mesiris Nefesh of Yidin is Akedas Yitzchok and the Milah of Yitzchok Avinu. In that sense, every time a person brings a korban, every time a person mouths a child, it's for him a personal yontif, it's an Issa Malacha. Issa Malacha. The Gemara says the reason why an Erev Psochim, Arve Psochim, the fourth parak in Psochim says it's an Issa Malacha, we're makbid. After Chatzos and Erev Pesach, we're very makbid on Malacha. Cutting nails, malacha doesn't mean any malacha of Shabbos. Malacha means anything. The Shulchan Aruch discusses what's called a malacha, what's not called a malacha. Cutting nails, haircuts, shaving, so on and so forth. All that has to be done before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Cooking, baking, obviously, is not bechlal the malachas that we're talking about over there. In any case, the iser of a bal korban, of a mevi korban, having an iser malacha that day, is the reason why there is an iser malacha on Arve Pesach, on Arve Pesach. And the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, that l'chor, it's true for every single individual in Klal Yisrael, every single day. Since we all have a Hishtatvus, in times of Beis HaMikdash, I did a Machtza Shekel in the Korban Tomin. The Korban Tomin is a Korban Tzibur. It's brought for all of us. The l'chor is, all of us have a Dira Mevi Korbanos. And sure enough, the Gemara says, that in the times of Beis HaMikdash, we say in Musaf, on Yom Tov, Kahanim avedosim levim b'shirim Yisrael b'ma'amodom. What's Yisrael b'ma'amodom? The Gemara says ha'yitochin, that a person should have a korban being brought for him, and he's not there to experience the korban being brought. We understand that a korban is some type of was some type of present that was sent off to the Rebbe Shlom. Korban was an experience of being mukrav, of being hukrav, of being put on the mizbeach. Is it shaykh for a person that he's running a tractor in a moshav near Haifa, and a korban oila, which is making him into a korban oila tmima, goes up on the mizbech as a chayich? So the Gemara says, "Dovid Amelch instituted ma'amodos, where there's always representative, a certain amount of yidden are always representative from different members of Klai Yisrael, that special tefillos with special tanesim, kimavur be meseches tainis, and they represented the whole of Klai Yisrael on a rotating basis in the base of Midrash Yisrael b'ma'amodos." So, but the Yerushalmi asks a kasha. Yerushalmi is in the fourth parak. This is brings the Yerushalmi in Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph. L'chor b'chol yom v'yom hakrovas tomid renders everybody a bal korban. Shemin is a malacha. Only the bali mamodis, only the Yisrael mamodim were also b'malacha. The Yerushalmi says because in Cain nobody would ever be able to do work, and the pasuk says v'asafta degonecho. The Torah says very clearly that Yid gets up in the morning. Doesn't mean you have to go to work. There's no mitzvah same in their eyes at the leave kail, but that's definitely the tzura of most members of Klai Yisrael. You get up in the morning, you put in a day's work. In that sense, Vosafta de Gonecho is a stereo to the musik of being a bal korban. In Achanami, we have a famous machlokes. Reb Shem Bar Yochai says that it shouldn't be misaski Vosafta de Gonecho. The ultimate system is Malach Nasa Yedechem. But Lamaisa, Vosafta de Gonecho, the Torah says that there's a din that everybody gets up in the morning and they go out for a day's work. Shteido, that there is no Issam Aloch. That's the Yerushalmi. Frekta Chassam Sofer, the Taz says this as a cloud, that whenever the Torah specifically was matter something, even though Chazal could be machmir in all sorts of dinim, but where the Torah specifically was matter something, the dogma that he gives, which is really a Gemara in Ezu Neshech, is that since the Torah says, well, anochri sashich, Chazal didn't ask it, maybe there would have been a Tayelus involved, for Chilul Hashem, for other reasons, to ask her taking ribbons from a goy. The Middle Ages, a lot of the hatred against Yidden from Yidden lending money by ribbons. Chazal could not ask it because the Torah specifically says that it's mutter. If the Chazal can't be soysu what it says in the Torah, they could add, but they can't be soysu what it says in Chamish Chum Shatar. In that sense, Fekta Chazam Seifis, if the Torah was mativ asafta v'necho, how on Erev Pesach did Chazal say that there is an Issam Malacha? There's an Issam Malacha, why? Because we're Bali Karbonis. But the Torah specifically says that there's a Hatim Malacha when we bring Karbonis. That's the Chazam Seifis Kash. I'd like to propose an answer to the Chazam Seifis Kash, Lani, as Daiti, based on what we discussed in the previous year, Karbon Yochid, Karbon Tzibur. We said, as a basic concept, that Karbon Tzibur is not a conglomerate of all Yechidim and Klai Yisrael put together as a group. It's not a corporation. Even a corporation, the idea that there's no personal liability, you have to know in Dini Momus that if that's a musig which rings true in Halakha. Famous discussions, they get to ribbis, they get to stocks in chometz sticker businesses and so on and so forth. Machos asurois, businesses that make money on Shabbos. So you're allowed to own stock in a business that has food on Pesach. Shabbos, ribbis. Right, we're not going to get involved in Hilchis corporations. But the corporation that's called Korban Tzibur is not a conglomerate of Yechidim. There's a new entity called Tzibur. The Yochid, together with another Yochid, is called Shutvis. It's not called Tzibur. Tzibur is a new Metzia, it's called Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is greater than the, it's not just greater than the sum total of its parts, it's a different Metzia than the sum total of each one of the Yechidim that make up Klal Yisrael. What I believe the kavan of the Yerushalmi Vasafta de Ganecho is that who's bringing the carbon? Yerushalmi asked the Kasha that every single member of Klal Yisrael is, every single member of Klal Yisrael is a Baal carbon. The deeper understanding of the Yerushalmi is to say like this. Who's bringing the carbon? Klal Yisrael. When you go out to work, when a Yid goes out to work, he's going out because Klal Yisrael goes out to work? Maybe Faket. Maybe the job of Klal Yisrael is to sit in the base medish, and that's the shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. A yochid, the right and responsible, and the galata way to live, is for him to support his family, to take a kriyas, to go out to work. But that's, Klal Yisrael is going into the office, Klal Yisrael is commuting to downtown Manhattan to work every day. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is when you didn't get on the train to go together to see him a shas in Madison Square Garden. Klal Yisrael goes to work together. Vasafta de Ganecha means you're going as a yochid. When you're going as a yochid, the work you're doing is not a violation as you're being part of the tzibur. As part of being part of the chaloy shem bur, you're bringing a carbon. In your personal life, as a yochid, you have a separate identity called a yochid, you're going out to work. That's what you have to do as a yochid. That's Klal Yisrael. Where do we look at it that Klal Yisrael is bringing a carbon? Where every yochid is bringing a carbon, that's only by the carbon Pesach. And over there, if a yochid would bring a carbon and he would do malacha, that's a violation of his status as a baal carbon. But that's not true every day of the year. Every day of the year, the vasafta de ganecha is an imperative on a yochid, whereas the idea of a karboni, to be brought, the carbon tzibur that's brought, is brought by Klal Yisrael. It's not being brought as a yochid. I believe that's the oimik of what the Yerushalmi is saying, in which case the kasha is not shvet. There's a fundamental chiluk between the carbon tzibur, between the role of the yochid in doing malacha, or between the carbon pesach. Even though the Gemara says the carbon pesach was also shaykh to the tzibur, because Klal Yisrael brought together, but the carbon was still each yochid. So when a yochid does malacha, he's in violation of that, or maybe we could say it differently. Over there also, if you would do work as a yochid, but the idea of Klal Yisrael is to be shavas mimalocha as a tzibur on Erev Pesach. When a person goes out to work a regular day, on a regular Tuesday morning, he's going out as a yochid. Klal Yisrael, Erev Pesach after Chatzo is the Klal Yisrael shavas mimalocha. Maybe that would be, but the idea is the same. We'll add another point. That the Korbanos Tzibur seem to be all hemshich. We said the lashon the Rambam is the Rambam calls kabonis hamusafin tmidin musafin. It's a safa on the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid is the prototypical carbon tzibur. It's brought as the tzibur together, like we just said. But there's a chiluk between the way we look at the kabonis of Shabbos, the musafin of Shabbos, and the musafin of Yom Tov. The mechilta brings a halam. You know what happens? Let's say they couldn't. They were nensin. They could not bring the carbon musaf on Shabbos. There's a famous expression the Gemara uses: "Ovazmane bottle carbonoi." Once the time is over, the time is over. The Gemara learns that out of psukim that the carbon has to be brought bismane. There was a havamin in the Gemara that if a carbon wasn't brought on Shabbos, he could bring it. He could be mashlim. If it wasn't brought on Yom Tov, he could be mashlim. The havamin in the mechilta is expressed differently. Interestingly, the havamin of Shabbos is that next Shabbos a second carbon could be brought, a tashlumin on a musafin could be brought. Kilo, if a person, if Klai Yisrael didn't bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos Parshas Boy, so there would be a Havamin you could bring on Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach. Whereas the Korbanos of Yom Tov, the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, if they weren't brought, they'll be brought the next day. They'll be brought Sukkah, they'll be brought in the middle of the month. Why not say that it should be brought the next Yom Tov, the next Rosh Chodesh? So here we have an interesting Beis Yosef in Erechaim Reishon and Gimel that he says that Shabbos is a, the same way this idea of Lacha Mishnah that we use two chalas instead of one chalas. Everything on Shabbos is doubled. Nesham Yisera, everything is doubled on Shabbos. The karbonis hatamid are doubled. You look at the number of the karbonis. The carbon tzibur of musafin was doubled the carbon tamid. The pshat is because that's what it is. Mamela, the carbon is really a further expression of tamid. What it is it's the tamid doubled over. Saki, you bring it on a Tuesday. The point is that it's supposed to be mashlam, it's supposed to be hashlama of the carbon tamid of Shabbos. The carbon tamid of Shabbos was a different carbon tamid. Carbon tamid of a regular day was kevesechet babayke kevesechet bo'erev. The carbon tamid of Shabbos was a quintuple to carbon, was a double carbon, two behemoths. That's exactly what the carbon musav is. It's a hoysofa of the tamid. But you can only be moisiv on the Talmud when you're on Shabbos. On Tuesday, there has no mashmoros. The Karbonos of Yom Tov was something else. There was a different carbon called the carbon Sibur, and that was Nitoisef on the Talmud. It's a separate carbon, but it's Nitoisef on the Yom Tov. If it's Nitoisef on the Yom Tov, then we can understand it. Maybe if it wasn't brought, it should be brought on Tuesday. L'chayre, this should have an interesting... This should have a interesting expression. There's a whole shmuz, a chiluk nuschois between nuschah Ashkenaz and nuschah Svarad, when to say Shish Oyem Shabbos. Nuschah Svarad says Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos right after Shachas, before Kriyat Torah. Nuschah Ashkenaz says Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos after Ein Kelekenu, after Musaf. And the chiluk comes from the Rishonim. Do we look at the Shir Shoyim was said with the Karbonis. Do we look at the Karbon Musaf as a Hemshech of the Talmud, so the Shir Shoyim was said after all the Karbonis? Or we look at the Shir Shoyim as being shacked to the Karbon Talmud, and then there was a separate Karbon called the Karbon Musaf. The way we're saying, the rationale we're saying, there should be a Chilut in Shabbos Yom Tov. Loimot tells you that any Nusach is Mechalik, that on Shabbos, the Shir Shoyim is said after the Musaf, because the Musaf is just a Chilut of the Talmud, and that on Yom Tov, we would say the Shir Shoyim after Shachus. It's a Or. Not a Kasher, it's a Or. I would point out a Tshuvas Red Baz. Chelik Beis Tofer Shud Dalet. Not only a Tshuvas Red Baz, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham brings it in the beginning of Reish Be'alv in Hilchos Shabbos, where Rav Hai was asked why Minig is to daven later Shabbos morning. I don't know if I'm condoning davening 10 o'clock Shabbos morning. But the meaning by Klal Yisrael, meaning Yisrael, Kedoshim is to dance somewhat later, except for the diehard Vesika Nikkis. Everybody else, but as a general rule, dances later on Shabbos than during the week. Where does that come from? And Rav Haigun was asked, and he said, because the Korban Tomid during the week says Baboike, Baboike. Baboike means as early as possible. Korban Tomid of Shabbos doesn't say Baboike. So that means that the carbon tomid is a different carbon tomid. Fits very well with what we're saying, that the carbon tomid of Shabbos, not that there's a carbon tomid and there's a separate carbon musaf. There's a carbon tomid which is doubled on Shabbos. It's a different carbon tumah. It's a doubled carbon tumah. It's doubled. It needs more hachanah. The other reason that's brought down for davening late is because the Eden and Bava, when they came to Golos, they saw they would have to work more than work now. It's all they complained. Yechezkel Navi said it was kaveh the meaning, and this was the meaning 100 years ago in every shtetl, in Galicia, in Poland, in Hungary, in Litva, where Yidden would go to sleep early Friday night, especially in the long winter Friday nights. They were tired after working a whole week. They would get up more or less by Chatzos Laila at 12, 1 o'clock, and they would go to the Beis Medrash. You know, in Litva, when the nights were long, they would have a stretch of 8 hours straight to learn. As many Zichronis written by people of the going to shul, and the Pashto Yidden were learning Chayodam, and the more learned people were learning Mishnayis, the Gemara, the Talmid Chacham sat on the other side. But the Tzura of Klal Yisrael was to prepare for davening Shabbos morning by having a serious, sustained seder in learning. That's the other reason. But in Akbar and the Lomdus, the way Rav Eigrein says it, the Korban Tomid is a different Korban Tomid on Shabbos. And Mamela, the Tzura of had to bring the Korban Tomid. It's not Babaik, it's brought later on. Maybe, like we're saying on a Chassidish event, the idea is Medachav Me'achunav. Fine mitzvah, because it's a double carbon, it needs the Seder, you put the two reasons together, by saying that the bringing of the carbon Tomid on Shabbos morning has to be later, because it needs more Zman Lachon. That's a Chassidish at Tesefis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.